This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So now, Be'ez Hashem, we're starting the actual halachas, the different types of kalim, and the differences between the Yecholos LeKabel Tuma and the Oifin HaTahara of different kalim. The Mishnah starts Kliyetz, Uklior, Uklietzem, Uklizchuches, Pshuteim Tehoirim. Something without, we'll just say it simply, but I know there's a lot of details to it. Something without a clay kibul. Pshutei means it's poshut, it's flat. There's nothing designed to be a kli, just the material functions as a kli. Umikableim tmeim. If without a clay kibul, tohoirim, and by the way, it's important to point out tohoirim in the context of this Mishnah and many, many Mishnayas. Amitz Hashem, to the length and breadth of say the ke. Say the Taharis, the word Tahirim over here does not mean it is Tahir. We're talking over here about the Kli being Roy Lekabel Tumo. Tahirim means it can't be Mekabel Tumo. Umekableyan, and the Klei Kibul, if it has a Klei Kibul, Tmeim, Tmeim means it's Roy Lekabel Tumo. We send the Psicha to Meseches Kelim. The Pasuk says in the Pasha Klei Midyon, which we will Be'ez Hashem reference a lot over the length and breadth of Meseches Kelim. The Pasuk in Parshas Matos says, V'chol beged, v'chol klior, v'chol masi, izim, v'chol kli'etz, tischato. They have to be nitar. Tischato is the lotion of, that needs a chitui, it needs a tahara. So the Rav brings down from the words of the Pasuk, v'chol masi, izim. Izim means anything made, what's called sak, anything made out of woven, rough material. L'rabba is dover habo mina izim, mina karnayim, mina tolfayim. This tells us not only Maisa Izim, but it also tells us anything made Karnayim is horns, Talfayim is hoofs, anything made from hard material, the animal. Dahainu Kli Etzem. Talk about a shofar made from an animal. So if the animal was dead before the shofar was taken off, is the shofar mekabel tumah? Now, the shofar doesn't have a kli shor, doesn't have a kli kibul, so it's not a great example. But lamoshal, if something was made out of a tusk of an elephant, so it's from a behemoth tumah, it came from a dead elephant. So again, you have the same thing. When it's just a tusk, it's not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have any kli kibul, it's not turned into a kli. It's not miyuchet for a kli. But theoretically, if you can have it, but even where it's a kli, tumas nevela it won't have because it's not basa. It's inedible, it's hard material, it's called Kli Etzem. There's a new type of Kli called Kli Etzem, and it's over here in the Pasuk. The Rav continues, V'ishkish l'kli oru kli eitz. It's compared to Kli oru v'kli eitz. And in Pashashmini, Ishkish kli oru v'kli eitz l'sak. Because the Pasuk says, Mikol kli eitz ebeged oru asak, this is in the Pasha. At the end of Pashashmini of Kabbalah's Tumah. Kabbalah's tumah from a sheretz or any other dava amitami. Hilkoch pshuteim tehoirim. The Rav brings down the lashon of Chazal is that sak, with the Torah says sak, that means that it's something, a sak, is something that has a klei kibul. The metaltul mole v'rekon. It's used to store items. It's used to carry items. Think about like a paper bag. So it's used to carry items, and it could be used, even when it's empty, it could be used, you'll take it from place to place, in order to fill it up with items. Now the Mishnah does not include Klei Cheres. Klei Cheres is also in the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini, but it's not included in this first phrase, because it's not included in the din of Pshuteim Tehoirin, or Mekableim Tmeim, as we'll soon see. Kli Mateches as well are not included, because they also don't have the din of Pshuteim Tehoirin. So now they're also not included in this list. These are Doimeh, that they're kelim not hachi chashuvim, they're not kli mateches, but they're also not kli cheres, which are less choshuv. They're eitz or etzem. Klei schuchis is not mekabel tumah midrabbonon. Midaraisa, it's not mekabel tumah midaraisa, because midaraisa, it's not kli cheres. The raw material starts with sand. It's doimis, and v'mele chazal asud klei schuchis, because it's doimel le kli cheres. The Rav also points out that Kli Cheres also has the din of Pshuteim Tehoirim, so it could have been included in the first phrase of Pshuteim Tehoirim Mekabel Tumeim. So he says it's not so. He says it's a different type of din. These type of Kelim, Eitz, or Etzem, or Schuchis, Pshuteim, when they're flat and they don't have a base kibble, they're not mekabel tumah. Kli cheres, theoretically, even without a base kibble. Lamashal, let's say you have something that's hollow, it's empty, let's say he calls a chovis, which is open on either side, so it really doesn't have a clay kibble. You can't put something in and it'll stay there. It's open from both ends. But it does have ear space that's used for storage. By kli cheres, what's mekabel the tumah is not the kli, it's at the bottom of the kli, but it's the avir of the kli cheres. Kli cheres is tome ba'avir, even without being touched. Therefore, b'chi agavna, where it's foolish, m'shtevre, it's open from both ends, it doesn't have a bottom that could hold, it's also mekabel tumah. But these four, the din is pshutem toir mekablem tumah. The Rav also brings down, he brings it from the sugya in Bava Basra, that Chazal asered pshute kli eitz or v'or v'etzem. These middle kli cheres not, but eitz or v'etzem, they did asem midrabon, they are mekabel tumah. Kli schuchas, he brings down that even though they asered it agav kli cheres, but it's yoisech chomer from kli cheres. Kli cheres is not mekabel tumah migaboy, it's only mekabel tumah b'toichoy. Kli schuchas is mekabel tumah like anything else, because it's a regular kli. It's a regular kli, they asked it otu kli cheres, but now that they asked it like a regular kli, it's not metameh b'avir, it's metameh from the outside. What is interesting is that even though we just said that there were goyzer on kli or etzem, the eitz on pshutem shel kli schuchas, they didn't ask it at all, because Chazal wanted to make a hekera that what's Tomei Midirabonon, namely Kli Cheres, shouldn't have the same level of tumah as the Kelim Le'Metamet Deraisa. There's another point to make as well, which comes from the Sugya and Shabbos Daf Tezayin. On the one hand, Kli Cheres, they're asur because the raw material is Daim, I'm sorry, Kli Schuchis is Daim to Kli Cheres. On the other hand, Kli Schuchis has a similarity to Kli Metachas, and it's this. Kli cheres, we're going to learn the next line in the Mishnah is Nishberu Toheru. Kli cheres has a chumra and a kula. It can't be tabled in a mikvah. The way to be mitar kli cheres that touch the sheretz v'chadoyme is by breaking it. Once it's broken, it's ois kli cheres. Kalim that are metal, even if they're broken, they can be welded back together again, and therefore it goes back to its state of tumah. Kli schuches can also be glued back together again. Kli cheres can't be, but kli schuches can. So in that way, it's doime to mateches. Because of that, they wanted to give it a similarity also to mateches. That's why they were goyzer, that should be metame migavoy v'loy me'aviroy. One more point. What we mentioned, that they were goyzer on kli etzem, and kli or, and kli eitz, midrabonon, that pshutem on the kabel tomen, is not so poshut. You look at the mefarshim over here, to shayla, Rashbam and other Rishonim had to learn Pasugim Bava Basra. It's not even clear what the Maskon of Sakamora over there is. So Lamaisi, you look, let's say, at the Rosh over here and the Pirush. The Rav says what we just said, that Chachom goes with Tuma Pshute Kli or Eitz Ve'etzem. However, the Rosh over here in his Pirush says that even Midrabon the Torah. And the Raya, he says, is in Pshat. The Mishnah mentions what's Tomei Midrabonon. Kli Schuchis is only Midrabonon. Kli schuches being midrabanon says that the mission is including midrabanon. Why wouldn't you include also pshute kli eitz or ve'etzim, which are also tamim midrabanon? So it's a little bit shverlach according to the Rav how to read the lashon mishnah. What you'll have to say is that the midrabanon that they mentioned was a new type of kli. And we said that kli schuches not just a din midrabanon; they created a new category of kelim. And what exactly it is, like we're saying, it's doim to this, it's doim to that. Masha'en came, the prat of how something is tamei, that's only an extra din noisefes midrabanon that the Mishnah wouldn't have to mention. The kli mateches that we're mentioning, which is mitamei pshutehem, the truth of the matter is that the first 10 prokem of kelim now, the first third, what's called the bava kama of meseches kelim. Dylan, by the way, is bakant with the terms bava kama, bava metziv, bava basra from Seyedin Nezikin. When you look at the Tesefta over here, there's three mesechtis in meseches kelim. Bava kama, first 10 prokem, bava metziv, and bava basra. Over there is three bavas, three doorways into meseches Nezikin, and these are three bavas into meseches kelim. So the bava kama of kelim is, the subject line, is tumas ke klei cheres. The halachas that kli mateches is mitame pshutehen, as well as Mikablehem, is a din, which we'll see in the 11th perek. But because it's so far down the road, we'll just mention one fact. The Torah in the parasha of Klei Midyan mentions the types of metal which are Mekabel Tumah. Zov, Kesen, Nechoshes, Barzov, Dul, Oiforos. So the glass is Doime B'midi Mesuyem, is Tematechas, the shell is which type exactly. There's a famous discussion that we'll just point out that since the Torah is Mefarat these six types, it's matched with these six types. If you'd find another type of metal. Metal is something mined from the ground and it's smelted together with fire to turn it into a kli. If you'd find another type of material in the ground and you would make kalim out of it, it wouldn't be metame. It's not one of these six. And then it's a little bit of a shaila with clay schuchis. You want to make it bedoyme to clay mateches. There's no din of clay mateches is metame. There's only a din clay mateches of these six types. It's not doyme to any one of these six types. That's a horror. We'll mention the Bizman Azeh. This is the famous discussion that was Lahalach when they invented aluminum kalim. Aluminum is not one of the six materials. It's something that was mined in the last, I don't know, 100 years. And the shells of it's a new material. Well, it's Mekabel Tumah. Because of that, they say to be tovah without a bracha. They say it's the Halach and Klei Midyan is legabi a few different things. One is legabi Kabbalat Tumah, which is our subject. One is legabe tvilas kelim. Kelim that are metamic, if they were made, owned by a goy, they need tvilas kelim before they can be used by yid. Another is legabe what you can use for schach. Only materials that are mekabel tumah, all materials that are mekabel tumah are posel schach. What you can use for netilas yadayim is a subject of discussion. Another point worth mentioning is that the basic distinction between kli eitz and kli etzem is kli etzem is not only bones, but like we said, it's talfayim, it's horns, it's hoofs, any hard material from the animal world, not dogim and oifos, because they don't have a din kabbalas tumah. The din kabbalas tumah is only by things that are made from behema or chaya. Kli etz also is not only wood, but it's things that are made from leaves, from anything else that comes from the plant kingdom. A nice shayla would be, what about things that come from rubber? Rubber is a liquid that comes out of certain types of trees. So l'chor, it's a shtukul b'daim to eitz. Shayla, it's really a different type of material, where that would also be included in Tumas Kli eitz. We'll mention another point, l'gabe pshute kli matchois, which are not mekabel tumah. The other ones is mekabel tumah. The other ones, kli or etzem eitz, are mekabel tumah only when they have a base kibble, not when they have... not by Pshutehem. It's interesting is, what is the Makor? So we just mentioned this is more Choshev, less Choshev. The real truth of the matter is that there's a Kosovs. Rashi in Chulin Dav Chav Hei says that since the Makor, we quoted this, is Iskish Lasak, that's Metaltum Mole Virekon, the ones that are Doimel Lasak are the above mentioned, not Matechas. Matechas is not Doimel Lasak. Rashbam says it's above Abbas Dav Sam Chavav as well. So it sounds like Pasha, it's a kli, why not? Eid is a prerequisite of betaltal and moly v'rekon, that has to have a kli. Kibble, but Matachas doesn't say that. The Rambam appears from Mishnayis in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph says, no, he says because the Pasuk says, kol dova sheyove b'mayim, kol is a ribui that by kli Matachas any type, even if it doesn't have a kli kibble. We sound from the Rambam that there's an extra ribui that kli matecha, some that's miyuchid for hishtamshus, like a kli, is tummy, even though be'etzim it does not meet the requirements for a shame kli, even legami matecha. So, Marshall, there are other dinim that are totally in a shame kli, besides for the ability to be makabel tumah from a sheretz, let's say, or any other type of tumah. What's called a choytzitz legabe tzomit psil, which is a negoyim dikashayla with some that's exposed to a dead body, hashkoa soita, the water has to be poured into a kli, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it has to be poured into a kli, there are netilas yadayim, well, there are other halachas that are totally in a shame kli, matechas as well, if it doesn't have a base kibble, it's not a kli. The chiddush over here is, kol ha-shayove b'mayim, is that kli, matechas is metame tumas kelim, because it has the material of metal and it will be made into a kli, even though it's not batsim a kli now. That's the extra chiddush of the Rambam. Reb Chaim has an inyan, it's printed up in the Gracha Lashas under the title Kovu L'Besev Choku, Legabi Pipes, what's called a Kli, Legabi to make Mayim She'uvim. And he says that without a Kli Kibul, much like we just said Mayim She'uvim, which passes the water of a mikvah, without the Kli Kibul, even by metal, it's not a Kli. There's no halacha that a flat piece of metal, which you're going to turn into a Kli, maybe it's already even being used as a Kli, but it's flat, it's not a Kli. It doesn't have a base Kibul, it's not a Kli. There's a bazunda exerza kosov kala shiyav mamayim that kli mateches is enough of a kli even b'shutem fi mekabel tumah. That's the way to learn over here, according to the Rambam. There's another detail in the Mefarshim we quoted before, the Rav, where he says that this halacha p'shutehem u'mekablehem. You can't include kli cheres because by the above mentioned kli etzem, etc., it's totally in a base kibul, and there being some place where whatever you're putting in the contents, fruits, whatever it is you're putting into the kli could sit. Masha'enken, by kli cheres, even if it would be open at either end and it can't sit there, but there's a toich. Toich without kli kibul would also be metame. L'maisa the Mefarshei Mishnah matmi tuva on the Rav, look at the Malach HaShloima and others, there are cases that have a toich and l'gabi kli cheres the tor. Mishpach Shal Balabayis, we're going to have in a few Mishnayis. There's a case in Mishnevov, Titrus, Blazer Ben Sonic Mitar, even though it has a Toich, because it doesn't have a Kli Kibul, would sound like, even though the halacha is a Toich and Mitame, but it does need a Kli Kibul. So Achrenim explained the fundamental concept over here, the Sidre Taira, the Chaznish, and others, that the Kli Kibul, which is a necessary prerequisite, Legabi Or Eitz, the Etzem, means that the Kli has to be designed, the Shem Kli is totally in design. Things are not by accident. It's not raw material. It's raw material that's designed to hold on to something. It's metalto moli v'reikon. It's designed, the clay kibble is part of the basic functioning and design of the clay itself. Clay cheres, heyos de toiches metame. Clay kibble just means that in order for it to be a clay, it has to function. Something that has absolutely no holding power can't function as a kli. So of course it's not metame, it has to be a kli. The point is that the functioning doesn't have to be in the design. What's the nafkamina? So the Rash says this point to the Rav, and he points out that a tanur, which is a kli cheres, and it's metame, it has its own dynamics, we'll learn mitzvah Hashem, all the halachos of a tanur. A tanur could have walls, but it doesn't have a top, it doesn't have a bottom. It has a toich, where there's heat, where there's coals, or there's wood, and the floor will be the base kibul. Now, nobody's going to say when you put walls of an oven down and you cement them into the floor, that the floor is part of the kli cheres. It's just holding it. But it does function as a kli because you could put the food down on the floor of the oven. So it functions with a kli kibul, but it doesn't have a kli kibul. That'll be the nafkamina. By kli or eitz ve'etzem, it has to have it in the design of the kli. And by metal, like we just said, pshutem also can function as a kli. But even where it does function as a kli, there will be mitame. Okay, the next halacha that we have over here is the Mishnah says, nishberu toheru. If a kli cheres breaks, if it's nishbar, it becomes tohor. Now this halacha is a necessity by kli cheres, because by kli cheres, the Torah says in Parsha Shemini that the way to be mitare from a kli cheres or from a kabel tumah, from a sheretz, or from anything else is shvira. The Torah is clear over there in the Psukim that if it's a kli, a beged, not a kli cheres, the tvila b'mikveh is the matar. The Torah contrasts tvila b'mikveh to shvira b'kli cheres. So what it sounds like is that shvira b'kli cheres is in place of tvila b'mikveh. We'll just point out, by the way, not negei ta'al mishnah, that kli cheres has another unique property, and by kli midyon there's no hagolas kelim. There's no hagolas, it's not mechuyiv tvilas kelim. Doesn't do anything to Tefillas Kelim, and Agolas Kelim doesn't do anything either. That's what's Negei Halacha L'maisa B'zman Hazeh. Whatever Kli Cheres is B'zman Hazeh. But Al-Gabonim, the Halacha is that the only way to be Mitai Kli Cheres is Shvir, it's Mufurish in the Pasuk. Now, there's no reason L'chayre to assume that Shvira should not work by other Kelim. It might not be necessary. Why would you break it if you could be Tevil and a Mikvah? But let's say it does break. Does it become Tohar? So the Mishnah's Taharis brings a Chuvas Harid that says two reasons why Shvira works by all Kalim, and the fundamental nafkamina between the two reasons. One reason is, is that Shvi is just making ice clear. There's no lumdus to it. So Mela, if it's making ice clear, that's why it's not makabel tum anymore. Why should that not be true by clay mateches or anything else? We'll see this halacha later on. Clay mateches, if you glue back together again, it goes back to its state of tumah. But that's a din derabonan midderai. So yeah, no reason why the Shvi shouldn't make it ice tummy. That's one. Voi, Shuvah Sarit says, Kalvachoymer. The shvira is metayer. Other kelim that tvila b'mikva is metayer, shvira is not metayer. There's a fundamental chiluk between the two. There's a bavusta machlokes that Rabbi Yosef Achronim, Rabbi Chonon, Rabbi Aaron, and other Achronim, Mishnah Stiles, brings the makoros by Richus, where one could declare is shvira a metayer or shvira is just a functional halacha that's always clear. It seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. In Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi says in Chulin that Shvira would be Metaher or Klicheres, even though the pieces are now the size when there would be, you have a huge Klicheres and you break it into pieces, the pieces themselves are enough to be Kelim Bifnei Atzmo. But Lamai said it's broken. The Kli that was, that became Tommy, you have a big vat of klicheres. The smaller pieces are royal kabel tumah b'fnei atzmo. We'll see in Mishnah Beis what the shear of that is. Shivre kli. When could they be makabel tumah by themselves? But l'maisa, it broke. Rashi holds that it becomes tor. Tosfos in Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel argues. He says if the shvarim are ruin lekabel tumah, that's not shvira. L'chari what Tosfos is saying is that the idea of Shvira is not a lumdish azach. Shvira just means it's ice kli. What do you mean it's ice kli? It's adayin roi lekabel tumah. Rashi holds Shvira is a mitar, and breaking the kli is mitarit. That sounds like these two lashonis in the Tosfos Rid need, the Tshuvas Harid need these two lashonis. If you hold that Shvira is a mitar, so you have to learn it out as a kalvah chaymer, that by other kalim that have tvila b'mikvah as a mitar, so they also have the lower level Tara Ayde Shvira. According to the first lashon, Shvira is nothing. Shvira just makes it ice kli. So Mela by kli mateches, why shouldn't it work also? It's just ice kli. Lachar, that would be according to Tosfos. There's a Tosefes Dvarim where you do a dikachidish where you have Tosfos Shants and the Meiri bring b'shem Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam is from the Chachmei province. We don't have too much from him. And he brings Ahavlik Chiddush Lefi his gifts in the Teres Kayanim is that if somebody breaks a Kli Cheres, since it's a Metayer, so we have every time somebody's Torah in a Mikvah, or if you Toivel a Kli in a Mikvah, there's a Halacha of Harav Shemesh. You're not allowed to use it for Truma or Kochim until it's Shkia. So the same thing is true by Shvira. Clearly, what the Teres Kayanim is saying, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, is that Shvira is a Metayer. The Teres Shantz argues. The Tezer Shantz is going with Shittas Tosfos. Either way you take it, the Mishnah then continues, Chozah v'osem mehem kelim, mekablam tumah mikan lahava. What the Mishnah is saying is, and the Rav points it out, that's not chozah to its original state. You take the kliches, you glue it back together again, it was broken. Broken is broken. Now what you're doing is you're making a new kli. So Mela has a new status, the tumah that was there is poka, and now it could be roi lekabal tumah mikan veilach. Klicheres u kli neser. Kli neser is also klicheres. It's a type of, you find it in the things that were used in the Beis Hamikdash for cleaning. In the Sechah Shabbos you have it also. There's different types of earthenware. Tumasun shove, it's the same thing. And they are mistamin, they become tome, they can become tome. Umitamin ba'avir. This is what we spoke about before. The klicheres is not mitame, as the kli, the chshivus of the klicheres is the functionality Shabbai. And the Torah said the way something comes into contact with the klicheres is if they're both ba'avir. It transmits tumah that way, and the tumah, let's say a sheretz, hanging in, transmits the tumah to the klicheres, duch da'avir the klicheres. What the gedder is that avir is considered a negia, or there's a new gzeres because of the chalois, havoras tumah al yidei, using up the same airspace. We've discussed before, Shtichel Reb Chaim with Nafkaminis Lalocha. The next halacha in the Mishnah is Mitamin Me'achoy Rehen Ve'enam Mitamin Megabeim. Ve'enam Mitamin Megabeim, we understand. What that means is what we just said, that a klicheres, the oifin ha mistame u mitame is only bavir, not from the outside of the kli. What does it mean Mitamin Me'achoy Rehen? It sounds like it is from the outside of the kli. So gaben is the outside of the kli. The way tumah normally would touch a kli, the outside of the kli. Metam me'acheren means the way the Rav has it from Rishonim and Shabbos and other places is that we're talking about picture a big bowl and the bowl has a base that stands on. Picture, let's say, a becher that is, let's say, the kois part of the becher holds, let's say, 7 ounces, 8 ounces of wine, and it stands on a stem, and the stem is not a flat piece. It also has sort of a clay kibble. Inside that clay kibble, that's acherem, there's another piece of kli on the back of that kli cheres. The inside of that, the avir of that, is also mekabel tumah, even though that's not really the functionality of the kli. That's just there for standing. But since the maaseh does have a clay kibble, the avir shebetoichoy is mitame. This is the way the Mefarshim explained this Mishnah. Mefarshim also point out, the Rav, coming from the Rash, explains that the loshin of ve'ena mitamin u'mitamin ma'acheren, it sounds like it's not mitame ba'avir, which is the Mishnah says before, mitamin u'mitam ba'avir. U'mitam ma'acheren sounds like it has to be mitame in the regular way. So what they want to be medayik is that me'acherem on the base kibble of the back, of the base of the kli, is only mitame if it actually touches the wall of the kli ches itself, not bavir. And the reason for this, the way they explain it is that be'etzem, the base, should not be a kli. It's just there for standing. It's not there to actually be mekabel anything. Functionality-wise, mid'erais, it's not mekabel tum. It's only din d'rabbanan, because l'maisa, it does have a tzura of a base kibble. Therefore, they were only mitamit, they only made that chumrah, midrabanon, only if it actually touches. That's why the shinui of the Lashon and the Mishnah is there. Ve'ena mitamit gaben, like we said, the back of the base, the outside of the base, of course, is no worse than gaben by the kli itself. And the Mishnah finishes off with shvirasa mitarasa. Now let's finish off with the way we explained the Mishnah. There's a chiddush. And the chiddush is that you could see maga, which is the normal way of transmitting tumah, and avir as just two levels of the same thing. That's what it sounds like. So they weren't mitamit with the same choymer of avir, since it's only midrabanan, they were mitamit b'maga. That's assuming that avir and maga are two levels of the same thing. We explained previously in the shita of the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like avir is a new type of chalois oifin transmitting tumah. Has nothing to do with maga. It's not a more refined type of maga, a less direct type of maga. It's something else. For it to be tumah b'maga when there is no din tumas maga by klicheres is hard, and it could be that that's why the Rambam, and this is also the sheet of the Goin, had a different avon in this Mishnah. They learned that what we call over here me'acheren is a tremendous chiddush, which the other Rishonim clearly don't hold of, and that is the halacha that kli cheres is mekabel tumah and it transmits tumah ba'avir is only true for the kli cheres to become tumah. But acherein is mitame, once the kli cheres becomes tumah, it can transmit tumah to oichel that touches the back of the kli. The limitation that kli cheres is only mekabel tumah ba'avir, not with maga, is a din klichez being mekabel tumah. But once there is tumah, the tumah is transmitted derech touch, like anything else. This is the way the Rambam explains. And again, kanir, the most of the Rishonim don't hold that way.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.